Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 245 on November the 18th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Canopy Growth Corporation, the Silver Trust ETF, and the Van Eck Trust Gold Miners ETF. And we discuss three new trades on Meta Materials Inc., United States Steel Corporation, and Freeport-McMoRan. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on the show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. I also teach students how to trade options, not just study theory, with a combination of videos and live coaching calls. If you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email to schedule a phone call. Now, the volatility this week was definitely on the crypto side more than in the equity markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 2 points, closing the week at 33,745 points. The S&P 500 index lost 27 points, ending the week at 3,965 points on Friday. That's essentially unchanged for the week. Now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is choosing trades with a good chance of making money. Another way of saying it is avoiding low probability trades. There are a lot of landmines when it comes to learning to trade options. When I mention landmines, I mean trades that require you to be 100% right in order to make money. There are a lot of trades that can pay you even if you don't get the full move correct. An example of a trade that can pay you even if you don't get the full move correct is buying low-cost strangles on the earnings date of companies that tend to move around quite a bit. Chances are you'll make money on one of the sides of the trade. An example of a low-probability trade, one that should be considered a landmine, is buying butterfly spreads. And the reason this is a landmine trade is that you have to be correct on the exit price of the strategy. I prefer trades where I just need to be kind of right. I've had a decent success buying in-the-money spreads the week of expiration. That tends to be a high probability trade because the price has already made the move you wanted and there isn't much time left for it to move against you. You get to buy something with intrinsic value for a discount. The sooner you start to identify high probability trading strategies and avoid low probability trading strategies, no matter how much they return, you'll start to make money consistently. There are some low probability trades that can pay you huge returns, sometimes 3 or 4 times your money. Still, the return doesn't matter if you're more likely to lose all of your money than to make anything on the trade. Sort of like buying lotto tickets. Maybe you spend $1 or $2 when the Powerball is up to $1.9 billion. But don't buy thousands of dollars worth of tickets, you know, using your entire savings or your entire paycheck because it's still a low probability trade no matter how many tickets you have. So ultimately, in trading, you just have to learn which trades have a higher probability for you and then learn to focus on those trades. That saved me a lot of money. So let's go ahead and get into the review from last week's trades, and spoiler alert, even though the market didn't move much, none of these trades worked out this week. It's kind of a bummer, but there's still time. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at Canopy Growth Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, G as in golf, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $4.22 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the December 4.5 call at 50 cents, which could give us a return of 18.48% in 5 weeks. Well, CGC stock fell 55 cents, ending the week at $3.67 per share. That's a 13% drop in 1 week. So the call option we sold lost 21 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 34 cents if we were to close the trade. Now, any adjustment we make on the trade right now will likely lead to lower profit. When you have so much time left in a trade, you can let it breathe a little. We can also assess the trade over the coming days just to see what price has done. Now, as far as adjustments go, that might look like rolling the strike lower if the price continues to fall. We have some time, quite a bit of time, so we have more options. It's just good sometimes to take a step back and consider all of the possible adjustments that we can take if the price continues to work against us in the stock. So for now, I'm not looking to make any adjustments on this trade. Next up, we have the credit spread on the Silver Trust ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, L as in Lima, V as in Victor. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.95 per share. I looked at selling the December 19 half 19 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. The Silver Trust ETF lost 70 cents, ending at $19.25 per share on Friday. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now 25 cents in the money, which means this is a loss in week one. We could buy the spread back right now and lock in an 8 cent loss, which would be a pretty significant chunk of our maximum gain on the spread that we started with. So I'm leaning towards being a little bit more patient on this trade as well, but I'm not opposed to selling a call spread against it and creating an iron condor. The December 20, 20 and a half call spread can be sold at 9 cents, which would cover our initial loss. However, that pricing isn't very appealing, especially since it's much more likely that we will lose on this trade if we turn it into an iron condor and there's four more weeks before expiration. So when you create an iron condor, you actually are giving yourself a very tight profit range. And given that there's a little bit of price movement, a little volatility in the stock, we're more than likely going to end up losing money on the trade overall if we enter an iron condor. The best decisions are either closing the trade and taking the 8 cent loss or waiting to see if prices turn around in the next few days. I might lean towards both, giving the trade some breathing room while also preparing to exit for a loss if the price continues to head lower. Finally, we had our debit spread last week on the VanEck Trust Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in Golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-Ray. Now, at the time the stock was trading for $28.30 per share, I looked at buying the December 27-28 call spread for 63 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 37 cents, or that would have been a 58.73% return in 5 weeks. Well, the Gold Miners Trust lost 93 cents, ending the week at $27.37 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought still has some intrinsic value, but it is below our break-even point. We would lose 18 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. We have 4 weeks left in this trade, and we could easily make an adjustment. Still, I would rather hold off on making an adjustment just yet. I think this ETF will push higher, and I'd rather burn a little time than to flip the trade too soon. I would flip the trade by selling the December 27 call and buying the December 29 call. That would leave us with a credit spread on December 29-28 call spread. Now, if the price continues heading lower, that's what I'll end up doing to exit out of this, is to flip the trade into a credit spread. But for now, just like with the other trades, we have 4 weeks left. I'm going to give it just a little bit of time to see what prices are going to do in the coming days, or whether or not I need to adjust or exit these trades. That's all for last week's trade review. Today was options expiration for all November monthly options. The new trades on the show for the next few weeks will use the December 16th expiration for monthly options. On Monday, the half strikes will be priced on many of these names, so you might find better price opportunities with less risk on Monday. Now, let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this upcoming week. We'll start off with the covered call on Meta Materials Inc., symbol M as in Mike, M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $1.66 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the December 2 call at 20 cents, which could give us a return of 32.53% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $1.66 and selling the December 2 call at 20 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $2 per share. The break-even price is $1.46, and in real terms, the stock purchase would require $166, and you'll collect $20 for selling the option. So I love these inexpensive covered call trades. For those of you who are comfortable with that strategy, they're low cost, which means that they are low exposure. Even if you lose money on the trade, there's so little capital being required to enter the trade that you can price it accordingly and, you know, protect yourself while still learning. All right, let's look at the credit spread for this week. Looking at the United States Steel Corporation, symbol X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $23.57 per share. I'm looking at selling the December 23-22 put spread at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents per spread. Then you enter this trade by selling the December 23 put at $1.26 and concurrently buying the December 22 put for 91 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $23 per share. The break-even price is $22.65, and in real terms, you'll receive $35 per spread that you sell and have $65 at risk. And our final trade for this week is a debit spread on Freeport McMoRan, symbol F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $36.34 per share. I'm looking at buying the December 35-36 call spread for 64 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 36 cents, or that would be a 56.25% return in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the December 35 call for $2.96 and concurrently selling the December 36 call at $2.32. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $36 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $35.64 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $64 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $36 per spread. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's show, overcoming a bit of congestion. So if I sound a little funny, that's what happened. But once again, thank you for listening. Don't forget that this upcoming week is Thanksgiving Day. This upcoming Thursday, November the 24th, is Thanksgiving in the U.S. So markets will be closed. So this is a short week of trading. This next week is a short week of trading. So be careful out there. Have a wonderful holiday. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.